The state has been working for nearly a year to revamp its animal health care regulations. The Office of the State Veterinarian hosted the last in a series of public workshops Monday to discuss the draft. To date, the state doesn't have an established guideline when it comes to health care for horses and livestock, birds and exotic animals, or domestic animals like sled dogs. Many critics anticipated heated discussions between animal rights advocates and the state when it came time to discuss sled dog care, but Gerlach says overall, interested parties have remained calm.
When people came in and were upset about the draft standards, in many cases it was because they hadn't been able to read through all the documentation and all the material that we had out online for people. In most cases, I think we've had an overwhelming amount of support for our efforts.
Gerlach says mushers and sled dog advocacy groups have taken an active role in responding to the state's draft proposal. He says the new regulations should not change the face of races like the Yukon Quest or the Iditarod.
We worked with mushers, and we worked with the Iditarod Trail Committee, as well as the folks from Mush with Pride, to go ahead and incorporate the standards that they use in our basic standards. The other point is the way the statutes have been written, our animal care standards can't override or can't nullify what is normally accepted is in the mushing community as a standard.
Gerlach says a reworked version of the state's animal care standards will be released for the public this summer. His office aims to release a final document and implement the new regulations this fall.